So could you just talk about the two works? Let's start with Destin.
Well, Destin, he was really good. I like the way he did it today. And he worked amazing in company the other horse. And it's that kind of horse that you have to ride a little bit to get there, you know. He's not going to push. He's not going to travel all the way. But I'm very satisfied the way he did it today.
Could you talk about his race at the Tampa Bay Derby? You know, that was a pretty nice horse in Outwork that he beat that day, his stablemate.
Well, everything worked out good that day. Perfect, you know. It was a perfect scenario, you know. I think I give it credit to my horse. He got good, better spot in the race, his pocket position, you know. Everything worked out for him very, very well. And he rode beautiful behind those two horses. He was third, great position outside. I think that's the best place to be in Tampa. And the other horse, Outwork, he was, you know, the worst part. He still ran pretty good. He was inside the rail. I think he kind of struggled a little bit. And everything worked out perfect that day. And the way he finished galloping out after the Tampa Derby was very impressed. And I think he's doing really well, the horse.
How big an assignment is it for a horse, though, to train the 8 weeks up to the Kentucky Derby and not have the benefit of a mile and eighth race as a stepping stone?
I don't have the answer. I think it's tough pleasure he got the answer because I'm not really good about it. Well, the way he trained the horses, the only I can tell you a little bit today, I didn't roll him since the Tampa Derby, and today I just get on him in the morning. He worked in company with another horse. He handled the trot so well. The way he did it today, he finished good, galloping out beautiful. I think it fit perfect for those kind of race.
He's a horse that, watching him gallop, he's gotten a little hot, it looked like, the last couple of weeks, but not today. I mean, did you see any? I mean, it looked like cool, calm, and
well, today is not a hot, you know, it's good weather today. I think usually sometimes he get hot. I remember the St. Derby race that he prepared for the Tampa Derby. He was hot in the post parade when Johnny hit raw. He still performed really good. He still win the race. Now, John Velasquez, he couldn't ride in the Kentucky Derby because he had a commitment with Outwork. I jumped back again to the horse. I rode the horse. I remember the post parade. It was a cool down, laid back. It sounded beautiful. And still run good. That means it doesn't matter with him if it's hot or not hot. I think it's that kind of type of horse. He got so much energy and he gets pumped up, and I think it does.
Well, that's good information. That's just him.
Yes, him. I mean, I don't think he worried because I saw Galope two days ago and he come back. I said, just a Galope. And today he's going to breathe and he didn't sweat. And he was fine. He worked good.
Now, you just worked Majesto, who you can't ride, but he seems like it's a horse that you like pretty well.
I like it because it's a young horse, and he don't have too much experience, you know, and it's not those kind of horses, you know. He have a couple more races before they go to the Derby. I think we run so good. I rode him the first time. We broke him, made it, and then we go to the Florida Derby. He finished second, beat Mohammed, and finished second behind the NyQuil. I think those kind of horses, he's by this now. He's run all day long. He's a big horse, big body, a strong horse. And I think he need to have a good development to perform with us. Got the horse in Kentucky there. He still, I like the way he galloped today, the way he breathes, the way he does. I think he started get adjusted to those kind of horses.
Yeah, he's a horse that's going to be really under the radar. He's going to probably be 40-1 or something. But he's been catching a lot of the trainer's eyes back here.
Yeah.
It's being, like I said, a big, pretty horse.
Yeah, he is.
And liking the way he's training. So just sort of in that context, you think he's a horse, though, that if he pops up and hits the board, people shouldn't be surprised, even if they overlooked him before?
I don't think so, because, like you say, he run second the Florida Derby. When you finish second in Florida Derby, I think you belong to those group, and you belong to those horses. And I think it's kind of start developing itself. I think too many people, they don't pay attention about him because he just proclaimed it, but he ran the Florida, step up with the big group and the Florida Derby, great one with the best horse in the country, and he still finished second. I think you need to give a lot of more credit.
Two starts back, you beat Dig Deep in that main race. I think you rode Dig Deep at Charlestown. Dig Deep for Chad Brown. Did you ride him at Charlestown, win a stakes race?
No.
No, you didn't ride him. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, last week I rode the Charlestown, but rode
Stanford.
Stanford for top.
Yeah. There was another stakes race that day. Dig Deep won impressively, and Dig Deep was the horse that Majesto beat in the maiden race. Two starts back.
My bad. Yeah. Yes, I did. That horse I rode, that's Alan Goldie.
That's right, Alan Goldie.
Yeah, Alan Goldie. That's why.
Alan Goldberg, yeah. And Dig Deep looks like a very impressive horse.
Very impressive, you know, because it was the first time he got two turns, and the way he did it, I mean, of course, it's a 7-8 track, you know, but the way he did it, you know, two turns, he handled so well, and Majestic finished second. I mean, now you see the horse, he run the state, right. He won. I mean, I think it's kind of horsey. We need to pay more attention a little bit.
What can you tell us about Gustavo Delgado, the trainer? He's not really necessarily well known around here, but he's like a legend in Venezuela.
He is. He's been training, I think, maybe for 30 years. My father was a jockey. My father, he rode horses for him. When I was a little kid, like 5, 6 years old, I knew Gustavo was a leading trainer in Venezuela by that time. I always been consistent. And we came from Venezuela, a little city they call Maracaibo. And then he was a champion over there. And then he stepped up to the capital, to the Caracas. He won. He was a leading trainer over there. And I give him credit. And then he stepped up to Florida. He went to Florida. He was a leading trainer in Florida in the summer. I mean, I give a lot of credit. Different scenario, different state, different country. Everything's adjustment. He always got good result. That means I say he's good trainer. He developed the horse really well, and the old horses, they all look good. I mean, and he got a lot of support, a lot of good owners from Venezuela. They support him. I think they believe him, and I think he does a great job. He know what he do, and he got a lot of experience. The people, they don't know about him, but he's been training for more than 30 years.